From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. news outlets say FIFA President Sepp Blatter is under investigation in the United States in connection with the corruption scandal involving football's governing body. News that the 79-year-old Blatter is the target of probes by federal prosecutors and the FBI came hours after he abruptly resigned his post during a news conference in Zurich. Blatter, who was just reelected to a fifth term as FIFA president last Friday, acknowledged that he did not have a mandate from the entire world of football, the fans, the players, the clubs, the people who live, breathe, and love football as much as we all do at FIFA. He admitted that FIFA needs a profound restructuring and pledged his commitment to that goal. Many of FIFA's multi-million-dollar sponsors praise Blatter's decision to step down. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that the military campaign to stop the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 of its fighters. His comments to France's Interradio came a day after he and officials from other coalition partners met in Paris with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight ISIS. Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, is visiting neighboring Niger Wednesday for talks on the Islamist militant group Boko Haram on his first trip out of the country since taking office. President Buhari has promised to move the base of Nigeria's military operations against Boko Haram to the northeastern city of Maiduguri, the scene of many Boko Haram attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law a bill ending the government's massive collection of telephone call data intended to prevent terrorist attacks. The president signed the measure hours after the U.S. Senate passed the bill 67-32. The House of Representatives had previously approved it. Zlatiska Hoke reports.
The law known as the USA Freedom Act will end collection of Americans' telephone records by the National Security Agency and will curtail the massive data surveillance exposed by Edward Snowden, a fugitive former contractor for the agency. Some of the most senior Republicans in Congress opposed it.
It does not enhance the privacy protections of American citizens, and it surely undermines American security by taking one more tool from our warfighters, in my view, at exactly the wrong time.
The government still will be able to get access to some telephone records, the numbers called, the dates and the duration of talks, but not the content. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese rescuers continued Wednesday searching for the more than 430 people missing after a passenger ship overturned during stormy conditions in the Yangtze River. State media say only 14 people have been rescued since the cruise ship carrying mostly elderly tourists capsized late Monday. 18 people are confirmed dead. Rescuers are working frantically to cut through the hull of the upturned ship in an effort to find trapped passengers who may have survived by finding pockets of air. Zhang Hucheng is a diver who is searching the vessel. He said there are too many things moving in the cabin. The ship was overturned. So many things are displaced. We were worried about tangling the ropes when we were diving. It's easy to get trapped. The rescue has been complicated by heavy winds and rain, as well as the flow of the river, which has helped push the boat nearly 3 kilometers downstream. A senior Thai military officer is denying accusations he was involved in a massive human trafficking ring that helped create a desperate migrant crisis in Southeast Asia. Lieutenant General Manas Kongpan turned himself in to police Wednesday in Bangkok. He made no statement, but officials later said he planned to fight the charges. The three-star army general is the highest-ranking official to be implicated during the Thai government's crackdown on the vast people-smuggling network. The Thai government has arrested dozens of local officials allegedly involved in the criminal syndicate, which trafficked migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh through Thailand's southern provinces. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.